speaks something which is just aimed at a few of you. It's not really meant for everyone. There's no harm if others hear it. What it is that in Bharuch, in Gujarat, central East Gujarat, well, central Gujarat, there are a few devotees working there on what's called, I think it's called BVKS Media, where devotees are working on producing my books in various languages. There's a lot of work involved in that. After I give a manuscript for publication, there's a lot of work to do before it gets printed. There's also a translation required in various languages. Then there's also the matter of dealing with the printers, getting the books shipped, getting them distributed, storing them, keeping accounts, promoting the books, and so on. It's quite a big operation. What's going on there also is the media ministry means lectures that I've given in the past and lectures that I continue to give are recorded and made available on the internet and by other means, including this sound box. I'm not exactly sure it's myself exactly how it all works, because Madhav does some things and he's not directly he's not there in Bharuch. I don't know how it works exactly, but anyway, it's a lot of work. And I think many of you can appreciate that I feel I have an important message that I want to communicate, and certain devotees are working very hard to make that possible. Well, apart from that, we have produced a few books by others also, by Patita Pavana Prabhu and Lalitanath Prabhu. So this is an important service that I want to see goes on. At the moment, there's a team of about 6 brahmacharis who are doing this. But I want to change it so it's all grihasthas doing it, because the brahmacharis can then be free to preach. And which is a big thing, to get brahmacharis free. If they're competent preachers, we don't have that many competent preachers in the world, considering the vast population of the world. And another thing is that this work, a lot of it, although it's exciting in one way, because it's an important message, in another way, it's a lot of mechanical office-like work. And it's quite possible that brahmacharis who are sitting in front of a computer all day doing this kind of what you might call mechanical kind of work, that they won't remain brahmacharis that long. So my idea is better to bring in grihasthas and let them do it, because mostly they're doing that kind of work anyway, sitting in front of a computer all day. And it's work. It's a lot more like work in the conventional sense than is a brahmachari life. So I'm looking for some grihastha devotees to move to Bharuch. Some devotees have asked me about doing it from their own location, but it won't work that well, because you need a whole team together to coordinate. There are different things to be done in book production and then accounts and brainstorming and so many different things. And some synergy, to use corporate language, comes by having a team together. Some energy. First of all, there has to be energy, then you can have synergy. So that's the idea. So I'm looking for some among some of you and whoever else may be there who have that kind of capability to do that kind of work. Some training would be required. It's not rocket science, as the worn out saying goes. It's things which are quite learnable by anyone who's of the kind of intelligence that can do work in the corporate sphere. So yes, I'm looking for some Grihastha devotees to relocate there. Obviously, something would be provided for family maintenance, because houses will have to be rented. Within maybe 2 or 3 years, the whole operation should be able to move to some land that we have in Bharuch. Some land has been donated for making a temple. And we want to get some land adjoining that so we can have a go-down for our books and offices, so the devotees can come, the Grihastha devotees can be in that community. And actually there is a very nice community of devotees there. But we have a Brahmachari preaching base there. We also have a very nice team of Grihasthas who are working very nicely, cooperating together. And in general, people in Gujarat, generally speaking, are very pleasant and devotionally minded people. So it's quite nice in many ways. Yeah, we'd have to provide something, some basic living wage. We're not going to provide corporate level salaries, so it would mean a drop in your income for many of you if you're going to do it. I understand that there'd be difficulties involved for all of you to make such a move, but still I'm asking if some of you could do that. And it would be, instead of working for some demon somewhere who you never see or you don't know, you'd be working for something that you could put your heart and soul into, and it's actually useful or productive for the Krishna conscious mission. And you'd be an association of devotees. So there are spiritual pros and maybe some material cons also. So I'm just asking if some of you can think of that. I spoke already with Deval Prabhu and he's all set for that, but we have to discuss it some more and see what exactly. But anyways, and previously Ram Nityananda had expressed some interest, I was told them that, because after all, why do you want to spend your whole life working for some Bifale Shivinu Kripana Dura Jana Chapala Shukala Balagi Re? That's it. That was said by Govinda Das, the poet, some hundreds of years ago, before there were corporates and before there were mega cities like Delhi. He was talking about Bifale without any tangible result. Bifale serving some creepon. Some creepon adurajana means some miserly rascal. Chapala shukala bala. Just for a little temporary happiness. This is. So that's the idea. And that's it in brief. And if you want to know more, let me know and we'll. I'm going to Gujarat tomorrow, we can. Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu is presently overseeing the whole operation. It works like a business operation. There are many things to be done, so if you're interested, then we can discuss it together and see what's to be done, who's to do what. But we do want to do this. So that's the idea. I would think it's suitable for young Grihasthas. Then maybe when they get kids and the kids are at school age, then they could move to one of the farms. And maybe for older Grihasthas already past the stage where the kids already finished or almost finished their education. That's my thoughts. So that's it. You could ask questions about it now if you want, but as far as details are concerned, There may be many, many details, but that's just the general idea. It's a proposal. And of course, both husband and wife would have to agree to do it. Wives are supposed to follow their husbands, but the husband also has to listen to and take into account the concerns of the wife. That's also the, it's not supposed to be a dictatorship. Anyway, that's another whole topic. So, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.